Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. This program is supported by MyLabs, patient-ordered testing. San Juan Regional Medical Center is expanding its services to offer low-cost blood screenings year-round. Now offering walk-in convenience to get the blood tests you want when you want them. MyLabs, patient-ordered testing, is available at the hospital's laboratory and the Outpatient Diagnostic Center on 30th Street in Farmington. With nearly 20 tests available, there's an option for everyone. MyLabs, patient-ordered testing, a wellness service of San Juan Regional Medical Center. Now to my guest in the studio this morning, Judy Castleberry is here from the San Juan College Enterprise Center. Judy, good morning, and thanks for being here.
Good morning, Scott. Thanks for having me.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
It's still January,
Yes.
I can still say that.
Yes, and we need January to get going.
Yes, we do. We really do. That's very true. But it's great to have you here because you've got a lot of things happening at the Enterprise Center that we want to share with our listeners this morning.
Well, we've got all kinds of different projects. I wanted to start with the ORII Base Camp.
Yes.
And let me tell you people, first off, what ORII is.
Please.
Because yes. That's weird. It's Outdoor Recreation Industry Initiative.
Okay.
And for those folks that have kind of wondered what's going on behind the scenes with some of our efforts to diversify our economy here.
Right.
This is one of those efforts.
Right. And it's getting a lot of attention, I think, too, from other governmental agencies and private industry and the Convention and Visitors Bureau. I mean, a lot of folks were moving in the same direction.
Exactly. One of the industries that we see as being very viable here is in the outdoor recreation area. And actually, this workshop is in conjunction with the Farmington Convention and Visitors Bureau and the City of Farmington Parks, Recreation, and Cultural Affairs.
Gotcha.
And so the idea is we need all kinds of different businesses in this area.
Right.
So whether you are interested in being a tour guide or renting out equipment or being the person who can rent bicycles and show people where our bike trails are.
Right.
Or you're the person who wants to manufacture a special piece of equipment. You want to service outdoor recreational vehicles or whatever. All of these are businesses that support this industry. And I think sometimes people just see, you know, the tourism industry as being restaurants and motels and things like that. And this is to say, hey, this is broader than that.
Right.
So the idea behind this, it is next Saturday.
Okay.
February 3rd. And we're going to have it at the Quality Center for Business. 9 to 11 on a Saturday morning, so that's giving up three hours of your time, because the cool thing is the first 2 hours is kind of classroom.
Okay.
The third hour, we're going to load you on some city vans, and we are going to take you out and show you some of the places in the community that you could actually establish your business.
Oh, cool.
So things like the river or where the bike paths are.
Sure.
Or, you know, possibly, if we have time, all the way out to the BLM. There are lots of places around here that could be used for outdoor rec. We literally don't have the businesses to support it.
Right. And that's been kind of what's been discovered as we talk about tourism and talk about diversifying the economy, is that we have all these natural, already in our backyard, things to do and see and experience, and we don't have the guides, the groups, the businesses in place, or enough of them to do it effectively.
Exactly. I mean, I know you like to travel, and I know I like to travel.
Yeah.
So when we go other places, what do people do to make us feel welcome and, you know, give us a experience that is unique to that area?
Right.
And that's what's missing here. And so I know people are all looking around saying, what can we do next? Well, this is a easy place to get started with what's next. So come to this workshop.
And the workshop, again, is a week from Saturday.
Week from Saturday.
In the morning.
In the morning.
Here at the San Juan College main campus at the Quality Center for Business.
At the Quality Center for Business.
Okay. And is there a fee to?
$15.
Okay. That's pretty
That's about as cheap as you can get.
Cheap investment in the future, I guess, right, is the idea. Because it sounds to me that you're going to give folks, or they're going to get from this workshop, some really good tools to be able to use. If they're ready to make that next step, I mean, this is kind of going to open up those doors, I would think.
Exactly. I mean, the first part of it, basically the agenda for the day is just outdoor business. Why should you be thinking about Farmington as an outdoor business place?
Okay.
And then there'll be a little bit about actually how to start a business, then a little bit about what are the resources here to help you take those next steps.
Right.
And then we're going to do these tours. And so it's going to be, a fun, fast morning.
Right.
Not boring, workshop-y. You know, we want to just really hit the high points and get the right people in the room.
Sure. And again, there's a lot of components, a lot of moving parts to this outdoor recreation concept, from just tourism, but also it could be industry, it could be manufacturing, it could be people actually making widgets for outdoor recreation use and testing them or training people or doing them here rather than California or some other place.
Exactly. I mean, okay, one of the reasons why one of my other projects we're trying to get started is this makerspace mm-hmm. is so people can design that widget.
Yeah.
You know, I've learned it through my life, and I'm sure you have through yours, that the people who are closest to the problem usually have the best solutions. So if you are a mountain biker, you probably know what piece of equipment is lacking in your mountain biking world. So maybe there is a business around creating that widget, whatever it is.
Right.
Same way if you're a rafter. Same way if you like to go off-roading with your 4x4 or whatever. Those are all the people who know what's missing. And so if you can create the widget and then literally 5 minutes away, go out and test it, you are way ahead of that person who is in the middle of a city in, you know, a concrete jungle kind of place.
Right.
That's not where we live. We right. live where people can literally, you know, go outside and try something out.
Try it out, yeah, that very day.
Yeah.
So that's what we're talking about. And so this will get folks at least thinking about what's next, how they can maybe replace whatever's missing or get into the ball game, if you will,
right.
as this thing kind of grows. And we expect it to grow. I mean, all the studies I've seen shows there's lots of potential for this outdoor recreation component of the economy here.
Exactly. I mean, frankly, since this is radio, I can't show the picture.
Right.
But the picture on the flyer that's being circulated through Facebook and everything is Farmington Lake last summer.
Right.
Now, I've been around here a long, very long time, and the idea of Farmington Lake becoming a destination just fascinates me. But that's what it was last summer, the last two summers.
The beach, the water, the swimming.
Exactly.
The rentals, all that stuff right there at that city property.
Exactly. And that's the kind of thing we're talking about. Somebody is making money off those rentals.
Right.
Somebody is making money off of, you know, selling you a snow cone out there.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody is making money out of maybe seeing what kind of products need to be for our little lake. And so that's what we're saying. It's make the ecosystem and get people supported in those areas.
And like the lake, the governments in the area seem willing to work with private industry to make some of these opportunities happen.
You know, I think we are really, really fortunate with our government leaders. They are excited about this. They want it to happen. I mean, that's what I say. City of Farmington is one of the sponsors for this.
Right.
They truly want to see this happen. They want to open up all of these recreation areas.
And they don't want to necessarily get into the snow cone business themselves.
Heavens no.
But have somebody else do it, right, is the idea.
Exactly, exactly. Private partner, you know, private-public partnerships. We talk about them all the time.
Here's an
That's
example.
What this is.
That's true. So that's February 3rd.
February 3rd.
Okay. Now, I know we have other stuff to talk about, so I want to move on, but we'll mention this again at the end of our
okay.
segment. So, but that is this ORII base camp for folks who want to get involved with this evolving, emerging outdoor recreation economy here in San Juan County.
Exactly.
Okay. Very good. The other thing I want to ask you about, Judy Castleberry, is Studio G, which is something that you have started not too long ago, right, here at San Juan College.
We are literally just launching it right now.
Okay.
So that's
why. So I haven't missed the boat.
You have not missed the boat.
Well, that's good.
So Studio G is, okay, very quick history on Studio G. The Arrowhead Center is basically the business incubator, accelerator, you know, all things business down at New Mexico State University.
Okay.
And as an old Aggie, of course, that makes it near and dear to my heart.
Of course.
But one of the things they've done is they've developed a student business accelerator. And they experimented with it down there for a couple years. Then they rolled it out to their branches, and now they're spreading it out to some of the other colleges in state New Mexico.
Okay.
So what Studio G is it is a student accelerator program where our students, San Juan College students, suddenly have access to all of the resources in New Mexico State's Arrowhead Center, which is phenomenal. And this does not mean they have to jump in their car and drive 400 miles, by the way.
Good.
I know how far it is from here at Cruces.
I bet you do. Yes.
Every inch of it. And so instead, we are becoming kind of a part of them at the Enterprise Center. So we've set up a room that they can use for co-working. We'll use some for video conferencing with New Mexico State, because when I say resources, say we have this student who has developed this outdoor rec widget.
Okay.
And they need some ideas on how to take it to a larger market. They need how to do some prototyping. Maybe they need a patent attorney. Some of those things that we are still, you know, there's no patent attorney in San Juan County.
I'm not aware of one, right.
So they have a resource where they can be doing one with over Skype with one out of Las Cruces who works with students.
Gotcha.
So they know how to deal with some of the student issues.
And this would be a low cost or no cost?
Absolutely free.
If benefit?
You are,
okay.
If you are a San Juan College student, and if you're a San Juan College student's parent or family member, or just want to poke them and say, go use this.
Right.
Because this could be an opening to a whole wide world of developing your own business. It's all about entrepreneurship.
Sure.
So what it is right now is we're basically developing all the portal and all the systems. We are going to be doing some networking events of various kinds here so that our students get to know each other.
Right.
Know who else is interested in entrepreneurship. We're hoping by the end of the semester just to put together maybe a San Juan College Shark Tank, similar to the Aggie Shark Tank they do down at Las Cruces.
Okay. So to kind of pitch the ideas.
Pitch the ideas to local investors and maybe even to some of those venture capitalists that New Mexico State has right there.
Okay. And this is that avenue, that pipeline to get into that network, right? And a lot of business is all about networking.
Exactly. And so, again, it's sometimes in business, it's who you know.
Right.
This is to give you the avenue of who you know.
So if I'm a student at San Juan College or someone who has taken a class here at San Juan College recently, I qualify to take advantage of this.
Yes. It's San Juan College students or recent graduates. And so, frankly, knowing that some of our students don't really quite graduate because they transfer on or they, do different programs, we're going to be pretty open, but there does need to be the San Juan College connection.
Some connection. But if I show up and say, I've got this great idea, you can set me up with at least some folks who may tell me if it is a great idea or if it's not a great idea.
Exactly. Yeah.
For free.
Absolutely no cost.
That saves me a lot of time and aggravation probably.
Exactly.
And so this is Studio G and it's just starting now.
Right.
And again, if folks want more information, they can just come see you at the Enterprise Center.
Just call me. Come by. My email is castleberryj@sanjuancollege.edu.
Right.
My phone number is 505-566-3699. And I'm sure we'll repeat that all at the end.
We definitely will.
I want to mention one thing, though, that's also for the community out of Arrowhead Center.
Okay. Right. There's one other thing.
Again, Arrowhead Center, because they know where Las Cruces is, are trying to do a few programs virtually. And they have a virtual accelerator program that is open to everyone.
Okay.
You don't have to be a student.
Okay.
And it is called Biz Sprint. And they do that as a cohort where you basically come in, you have a series of sessions, and then you graduate.
Okay.
So this is open to the public. The people who participate, if they're selected, could receive $2,000 to help support their participation. Basically, again, it's a no-go type of decision-making process. So again, if you're a community member, you have this great idea, contact me and I will help either with getting you in touch with local resources, and I will also get you the right connection to apply for Biz Sprint.
Okay.
And I just think it's a really neat program and that they're trying so hard to do it virtual.
So it's more of an online situation, right? And this is another free program?
This is another free program. In fact, they will give you $2,000
if
you're selected.
Me.
So,
well, there you go.
Hey, they're paying you.
That's right.
But I think one of the things I want to just say about New Mexico State, not just because I'm an Aggie, but one thing I really, really appreciate what Arrowhead Center is doing, they're working very hard on making everything statewide.
Mm-hmm.
And as a New Mexican, I think we need some of this kind of activity, and I'm so thrilled that it is coming out and they are working so hard to bring programs up to us.
Sure. Well, and we talk a lot about the need for job creation, local businesses, small businesses that usually tend to drive the economy. There aren't a lot of these new Amazon 50,000 job headquarter announcements happening in New Mexico, at least. And so it's going to be the small businesses that are going to lead, I think, job creation and do some of the economic activity in our state, at least seems to me.
You're 100% right. And I think that is, if we do nothing else with these programs other than say, look, we have these resources, and make them very, very available to people, and grasp that we are not Silicon Valley. We don't want to be Silicon Valley.
No.
You know how far you have to drive to in Silicon Valley to get on a mountain bike?
Yeah, right. No kidding.
You know?
That's true.
So, as say, I think the idea is let's be the best Farmington we can be, the best San Juan County, the best New Mexico. And we need these businesses to get launched.
And a lot of these larger businesses started off as small businesses. And so I think it just makes good sense if you're considering it or a little worried about it or apprehensive about it to make yourself available of some of these resources, advice, people that have already been there, done that, to look before you leap and to see if it's a good fit for you.
Exactly. One of the things we're trying to start through some of these programs is actually a mentor pool. And the mentors would be kind of the people who've been there, done that. So yes, we need some specialty folks, you know, again, back to, we really need a patent attorney in San Juan County, but we also need people who've been there, done that.
Right.
Because sometimes they give the best advice.
True.
And so if you're someone who's interested in mentorship, also please contact me, because one of the things through Studio G is they are setting up, again, where you can be the online mentor to not just San Juan College students, but say students in Roswell or in Silver City, because again, they're spreading out into some fairly small communities. You know, Farmington's bigger than some of those other places where they have small branches.
That's true. But there's no reason why my small business couldn't also sell products all around the state.
Exactly.
Or I mean, widgets, that's whatever my widget is.
Whatever my widget is.
Yeah.
So that's why I think the network is so incredibly important.
Very much so. My guest this morning, Judy Castleberry, is here, pardon me, from the San Juan College Enterprise Center. And we're talking about some of these pretty amazing opportunities for folks who want to either start their own business or get more information about a business, maybe have an idea for a business, all of these things you can help them with.
Exactly.
And the other thing I want to ask you about this morning, Judy Castleberry, is the work for yourself at 50 plus.
Yes.
We're going from both ends of the job spectrum this morning, right? From college students to 50 plus.
50 plus. So I really think entrepreneurship has no age.
Right.
And I will tell you this, we baby boomers are still opening more businesses than those millennials. So
okay.
You millennials out there, you really need to challenge
us. Step it up. Come on.
But yeah. What I wanted to mention was that we have had our grant extended one more time.
Excellent.
So we're doing two more workshops under the Work for Yourself at 50 plus. This is the AARP Foundation program. It's specifically for entrepreneurs or people who want to be business owners, want to be self-employed,
right,
who are over the age of 50. We're doing a workshop on Valentine's Day, February 14th,
okay,
at the Quality Center for Business. And we're also doing one on March 14th at the Aztec Hub.
Right.
So we're, again, spreading it out a little bit. We went way out the last go-round. Now we're bringing a little closer into home.
Okay.
But the idea, again, is if you're over 50, maybe you're second careering, maybe you were one of those folks that, you know, your career's changed on you.
Right.
And you have some special skills, talents, ideas, and you just want to explore them and see if you can make a business out of it. This is an easy on-ramp, very basic, and yet at the same time, it's got some good information. And again, what we do is we try on any of these things to tie you into what are the rest of the resources.
Excellent. And this is a free program.
This one's free too.
Okay. See?
And I do a lot of free.
You do a lot of free. That's true. But that's great. And so again, if you're thinking about making a change or maybe the change is being made for you, this is an opportunity to kind of find out what's next, what your options might be if you want to start a business and work for yourself. At this stage of your life, and it's really designed for folks 50 plus.
Exactly. If you're 49 and sneak in the room, we won't tell anybody.
You won't tell anyone. You're not checking IDs.
Okay. I'm not checking IDs.
Good to know. Very good. And this is about, it starts at what time?
It starts at 2 o'clock in the afternoon on Valentine's Day. So see, you could come do this, and then you could still have time in the evening to go out
that
for
romantic
that
dinner. That's right. True. Very, very true. So that's on Valentine's Day. And then the other date is?
March 14th.
On March 14th. So they're about a month apart.
Right.
They're exactly a month apart.
They're exactly a month apart.
About it. So wonderful. Very good. And so we've talked about three great programs this morning. I know it's just it's kind of scratching the surface of the work that you do at the Enterprise Center, because you have ongoing business incubators and access to the other folks who share your space over there at the Enterprise Center. And so there's a lot of work that's happening to help develop small businesses here in San Juan County.
Right. We have 14 businesses on site right now.
14.
I believe that's the most we've ever had.
Congratulations.
So we, you know, we're real excited about what we have going on. I think it's always kind of, when you're in the middle of the storm, it's kind of hard to see what's on the other side of it. But I think we have a good storm going on right now, where there's lots of different ideas and concepts that are being developed. I was involved in some of the strategic planning last week that was for Four Corners Economic Development. And I think one of the things that came across to me is maybe everybody in the community isn't aware of how much is going on. That's why I get excited when I get to be on your show, because there is so much going on.
Sure. And I think, you know, and we see a lot of the economic challenges and ups and downs and mm-hmm. things like that are happening that sometimes serve as a wake-up call to folks that say, oh my gosh, we got to think about what we're going to do before the next one hits. And if things are improving now, it's still a matter of time before they don't, or something changes, or something else happens, or there's a power plant closing, or a mine closing, or what have you.
Right.
And so all these things that we're talking about this morning are designed, I think, to prepare individuals, communities, groups for that next thing.
The next thing, because quite honestly, if you look at the country as a whole, you know, unemployment's down. I mean, the economy is officially good, stock market's up, you know, blah, blah, blah. But our little corner of the world is kind of behind the curve on that.
Right.
And so we have to create those things ourselves. I do not believe the theory that somebody's going to ride in on a white horse and suddenly save San Juan County's economy. I really do believe we have to do it ourselves.
Right. And these are the tools.
And these are the tools.
That you are making available to everyone to just do just that.
Right. Just give me a call. We'll figure something out.
There you go. That's true. The phone number one more time.
505-566-3699.
Okay. And again, the email address?
CastleberryJ@sanjuancollege.edu. And Castleberry, I know people have trouble spelling it. It's CastleberryJ.
J for Judy.
Judy.
There you go. And so the first thing coming up, though, is this ORII Base Camp, which is happening a week from Saturday.
Right.
And that's to kind of get folks on board talking about this outdoor recreation, this potential diverse economy, and how they can be a part of this.
Exactly.
Because it's supposed to be a big thing.
Yes.
And I think there's a lot of potential, as we have said, because we have those built-in natural resources to take advantage of from a business standpoint.
Exactly. Exactly. One of the things I heard last week is there's like 10 things people look for when they're looking for outdoor rec, and we have 9 of the 10.
Excellent. That's a pretty good scorecard.
Yeah, I mean, we really are a way up there. I mean, you know, we've even got skiing within an hour.
That's true. And I think
if there's snow.
If there's snow, that's true. And we're still an affordable destination for folks who consider doing this. And when you think about outdoor recreation as well. So that's another thing we have going for us.
Yeah.
Great. Well, Judy, thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
Always a pleasure to catch up with you. And we'll see you the next time.
Okay.
Because I know you always have more to share.
That's right. There's always a new program.
Okay. We'll have you come back. Judy Castleberry, my guest here on KSJE.
This program on KSJE is supported by Citizens Trust and Investment Corporation, providing a competent, innovative, and caring team of professionals to serve wealth management, trust administration, employee benefit plans, retirement planning, and estate settlement needs. Find out more about Citizens Trust and Investment Corporation at 505-599-0181.